Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Billy Embody joining us now, covering LSU sports for Go247.com, at Billy Embody on Twitter. And we'll wade up to it again, land another five-star recruit, Trendon Watford. Billy, how is this class shaping up so far for Will Wade?
Well, it's finishing strong, obviously, with a five-star addition, but one that addresses some needs, I think, pretty well. You know, they lose a point guard in Tremont Waters. They've got a point guard in James Bishop that they signed. They needed another shooting guard to replace Daryl Edwards and Danier Kingsby. And so they got Charles Manning, who's pretty athletic and kind of, you know, spell Marlon Taylor a little bit. And then they got Trendon Watford, one of the top overall players in the country, in the front court now, which is huge because you lose Naz Reid, you lose Cavell Bigby-Williams. Trendon Watford can come in and start right away. And that's huge for LSU. And so it's finishing up nicely. They've got to add another rim protector and maybe a 3-point shooter from for the outside. But right now, shaping up pretty well.
One of the things Wofford talked about was Coach Bill Armstrong and him really keeping this thing together, you know, because he wanted, I guess, to commit early in the year. But obviously we know what Coach Wade went through. And so he kind of held off and wanted to make sure he was sure amongst himself as far as this being the right fit. But, you know, Bill, I think Coach Bill Armstrong did a pretty good job of helping and assisting with his recruitment as well.
Yeah, he was a huge part. And this is a relationship that goes back, I mean, years and years and years. Bill Armstrong's from Birmingham. He played at UAB. He coached at UAB. Then he went to Ole Miss and he recruited Christian Watford, his older brother. And then he started recruiting Trendon Watford. And as soon as Bill got to LSU, LSU was on Trendon as well. So this is a long-standing relationship with the family. It paid dividends. Somebody that, you know, Christian, Trendon, Ernest, the whole family really trusts. And that was the big thing he said after his decision, was just how much trust he has in Bill Armstrong and Will Wade through that relationship process that went on, you know, for many years with Bill Armstrong and then with the last couple of years with Will Wade. So a huge, huge deal that Bill Armstrong was able to keep things together and keep things going while Will Wade was kind of out of the loop for a bit.
Billy, I want to ask you about, and I don't know how much you've talked about or had to discuss it, but the Kelvin Kelvin Joseph situation up at LSU, you know, a young man that's probably slated, if not to start, at least to play a lot, played a pretty good amount as a freshman. You know, at one point, I guess he had entered his name into the transfer portal, but, and this is without even talking to his father and coach, Coach O, but, you know, obviously going to be staying now. How much information do you know about that situation?
Yeah, I think we'll have to get more from Ed Ogeron next week at the SEC spring meetings on it. I'm sure he'll be asked about it then. But, you know, it just, I think, was a very touchy situation when he met with a school administrator about being in Miami with a rapper. Kelvin's got an album out on iTunes, and so he's doing that part off the field. And so the administrator, I guess, met with him and it just was not a situation that went very well at all. There wasn't any football coaches or anything like that in there. And so I think Kelvin had probably a little bit of an overreaction to put his name into the transfer portal, but a situation that certainly could have been handled better on LSU's end. I'm sure Ed Ogeron was not happy that he was in there without any football coaches or guidance or anything like that. And obviously now he's staying. I think it's something where the staff will, you know, have to keep an eye on it and make sure that, you know, he feels wanted and feels like he's in a good situation, because he does have a chance to play a lot and push for a starting job. I think Derek Stingley and Christian Fulton end up being your starters at corner. But Kelvin Joseph's going to need to play. He's going to need to play a lot. He's versatile. He can play at corner, safety. So LSU's kind of got to make sure that's kind of put back together from the administration side, football side, all of those sides. But I think it was a little bit overreaction to a situation that could have been handled way better on LSU's end.
And I do have to agree with you. It was with someone that was local, another artist from the Baton Rouge area, that he was down there performing before. And my understanding, I think you touched on it, this was no football involvement. This was more on the admin side, them wanting to get a little more information on that.
That's how I understand it. So making sure, you know, that eligibility or amateurism wasn't messed with or anything like that. Doing their due diligence, which I think, again, like I said, and you said, that needs to involve the football coaches, and that needs to involve, you know, family and things like that. Instead of sitting them down one-on-one, somebody he's clearly not comfortable with, and you know, grilling him, or just obviously being in a situation that wasn't handled very well.
Billy Imbody covering LSU sports for Go247.com, at Billy Imbody on Twitter. Billy, overall, the recruiting class for Will Wade, where's it going to come in rank nationally?
It's just outside top 30 right now. We'll kind of see how the dust settles if they add junior college pieces. College transfers or grad transfers can't factor into rankings, but they've got a chance to make a splash somewhere. They've pulled rabbits out of their hats with some key additions like Marlon Taylor and guys like that late in the process. So, you know, we'll kind of see, I think, more mid-June, right before these guys get settled in for summer workouts, how it ends up. But right now, just outside of the top 30.
Shifting gears pretty quickly to LSU baseball. They're in action tonight against South Carolina in the SEC tournament. This has been, you know, quote-unquote, the LSU Invitational in the past, in particular since Paul Maneri's been there. How far do you see them going in the tournament?
Oh, man, it's such a Jekyll and Hyde team at times this year. But, look, I mean, I feel like they can get by tonight. They can make a run. You've got Cole Henry, the Alabama native, you know, back in his home state pitching. And so you never know if that can give some guys some extra juice. And, you know, if he can put on a pretty impressive performance tonight, keep the bullpen fresh, and then ride it kind of into the weekend, we'll see, obviously, how things go. But you're right, Paul Maneri lives for this tournament, and it's never a dull moment, it seems like, when LSU's there, no matter what seed they're at.
No, some crazy things happen to the Tigers, or the Tigers make some crazy things happen in Hoover. It's just kind of a tradition. Billy Imbody, go247.com, at Billy Imbody on Twitter. Great stuff as always, man. Thanks for the time.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely. There he goes, Billy Imbody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.